swallowed suns. Cauterize eyes that bleed black tears. White lies. Whisper like crickets saying that one morning the sun was beating against his back until he turned blue. His voice became strained, hoarse from the melodies boiling up from the diaphragm and pouring out from his throat. With feverish finesse and je ne sais quoi black, everyone is entranced by the warmth of the hellfire that consumes him. But it was her smile's brilliance that captivated him, enticing like the tobacco lingering on his tongue, black. He took her in with brown eyes. Just as she was, an ethereal goddess born on the dark side of the moon, like a star adorned with a voluminous afro that sat atop of her head. She looked back at him. Admired the way his dark skin sat upon chiseled cheekbones like velvet, black. How he practically oozed with a coolness, dripping with a saturated swagger. Both of them exude power and reality, an inherent connection established upon a tender vulnerability. Absolutely shocking that they are both black. He became a sorcerer, summoning her image with every note. And afterwards, blood begins to boil, hearts simmer, and souls are set ablaze. Collect the ashes and hold them on your tongues so that you do not dare to forget. So that you do not dare to forget. To forget.